Waukesha Massacre suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. makes a mockery of his murder trial. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 15, 2022. Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more after driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, last year, is making a mockery of his trial with his disruptive behavior. Brooks is facing 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, each of which carries a mandatory life sentence. On Thursday, Brooks, who represents himself at trial, erroneously argued for the case against him to be dismissed because he did not receive verified copies of court documents, Fox News reported. However, Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Jennifer Doro called Brooks's arguments ridiculous. "The only argument I could discern in those 50 minutes is that this case be dismissed," Doro told Brooks and noted that he did not file a proper motion to dismiss his case. Brooks's antics continued into Friday, the 10th day of trial, when he continually interrupted Judge Doro with inappropriate outbursts. During one interaction, Brooks contended that court documents incorrectly categorized his case as a civil matter, which delayed the start of the trial. "Mr. Brooks, you're talking about an irrelevant matter. I'm starting the trial," Doro said. "Right here, it says it's a civil matter," Brooks said, pointing to a document. Brooks urged Doro to address his concerns before the jury entered the courtroom. However, Doro admonished Brooks for being disrespectful in the courtroom. "Mr. Brooks, stop. You are not being respectful to this proceeding or to this jury," Doro said. When Brooks tried to interject by adding, "with all due respect," Doro said, "No, it's not with all due respect," stating that doesn't make it respectful. Doro continued to criticize Brooks for his disrespectful behavior and threatened to remove him to a different courtroom. "Mr. Brooks, you have interrupted me repeatedly. You are on the verge of being removed to that courtroom. I don't want to do that," Doro said. "I want you to stay here, but you keep interrupting me and bringing up irrelevant matters." At one point, Brooks accused Doro of not being fair for her adherence to Wisconsin's rules of evidence. "One of my roles is to be the umpire," Doro told Brooks. "Then you gotta fair, Your Honor, you're a public servant," Brooks retorted. "I am fair," Doro responded. "No, you're not being fair," Brooks said. Doro discussed Wisconsin's evidence rules and said they do not allow unfettered questioning of witnesses that are not relevant, or that call for hearsay, or for a variety of other reasons that are speculative, which Brooks has repeatedly done throughout the trial. "You're not being fair, you're not being fair though," Brooks once again said. "I think it's always fair, but I disagree with the characterization," Doro said. "I think it has more to do with your lack of understanding of the rules of evidence and the rules of procedure, which you knowingly and freely and voluntarily and deliberately made a choice to represent yourself." While one of the prosecution's witnesses described what he saw the day Brooks allegedly drove his SUV into the Christmas parade, Brooks corrected the witness to claim that he did not identify by his legal name. "And then a Ford Escape came through the parade routes. And you drove past me and wouldn't stop, and you continued driving into the parade route," the witness explained. "Who is you?" Brooks asked. "Daryl Brooks, the defendant seated at the table," the witness responded. "Let the record reflect that I do not identify by their name, nor do I know anybody by that name," Brooks said. All of Brooks's antics came after he apologized to the court on Monday for his disruptive behavior. "I just wanted everyone to know that I apologize for my actions and I'm going to try my best to, whatever happens, to conduct myself with respect and with respect to the court. And I just wanted you all to know that," Brooks told the court on Monday. Prosecutors expected to rest their case by Friday, but with Brooks's constant outbursts and lengthy cross-examinations, the case is anticipated to continue until as late as Tuesday. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.